especially. Amen. No other place I'd really rather be. Brother Jimmy Martin, I don't know if it's possible to get more monitor. I would appreciate that tremendously. Thank you, sir. Amen. Isn't living for God a beautiful thing?
Yes, sir.
It truly, truly is.
Yes,
being
sir.
Able to lay down at night, to rest our head on a pillow, and we don't have to worry about the things we've done during the day. We don't have to worry about the things we've really said or the actions that we've done, because if we've been Christian, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Amen. What's right with living wrong? Everything. Everything's right. There's nothing right with living wrong. I said it wrong. Amen. What's right with living wrong? Nothing. But what's wrong with living right? Nothing. Hallelujah. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing to live for the Lord. I don't know if things have changed here, but I'm going to request some water. Amen. I don't know if I'm supposed to do that or not. The ushers always do a beautiful job. Thank you, Brother Ferguson. God bless you for that. Amen. Amen. It touches my soul to see Jim Skiles lift his hands in an apostolic church. I am so glad to see you tonight, Brother Skiles. God bless you. Hallelujah. Looking good. Feeling good in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and stand, if you will, tonight. Grab your Bibles and turn to the book of Romans, chapter 5. I want to give honor to your pastor, great man.
Thank you.
Give honor to your good pastor and his wife and Cherie, amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Grissom, for allowing me to come tonight. Man, it's been about a year and a half, I guess, since I've stood behind this pulpit in this manner. Amen. So it feels good to be here. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 5, verse number 6 is where we will begin our text tonight. Romans 5, verse 6 says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet, peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him."
Yes, amen.
Amen. Could we pray tonight one more time? Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you today. Your word is anointed and it will accomplish that which you have sent it forth to do tonight. God, do that which I cannot. Anoint these feeble lips of clay. God, let the anointing be ever present. God, let there be a special utterance of the Spirit given. And Lord God, help us to receive your word tonight. And God, we look to you alone for the increase in every heart and in every life, because we know it all flows, it all originates, it all emanates from you, God. We trust you, and we ask your will be done. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Everybody said, in Jesus' name. Let's do that one more time. In Jesus' name. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Let's resound to the very throne room of heaven. He alone is worthy of all that we can give him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise the Lord. You can be seated tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 43 verses of Scripture. Record it. 43 times it is mentioned in the precious Word of God. It is a two-word phrase that will cause the powers of hell to stop and shake. It is a two-word phrase that will put life in the dead, hope in the hopeless, joy in the sorrowful, and will shine light to the darkened way. This two-word phrase is God's response to every challenge of Satan. This two-word phrase is the bottom line. It is the final act. It is the last word. We find these two words in our scripture text. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I've come tonight to tell you two little words, but God. Hallelujah. Because where would you be tonight if it weren't for the hand of the Lord? Where would you be tonight if it weren't for a but God in your life? Because you see, you were lost and you were dying. You were groping in a darkened world. But thank God the light of the gospel has been shed abroad in your heart tonight. And because that, you stand redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and you're able to lift up holy hands in an apostolic church tonight. Oh, because all of a sudden in your life there was a but to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where is it that God wants to take you? What place does it have for you to occupy in his kingdom? Maybe you've come lackadaisical. Maybe you've come complacent and personally a little lazy in your walk with the Lord. And I'm preaching to me tonight. Hallelujah as well. Maybe you've come a little lazy in your walk. Oh, I'm telling you tonight that there is a but God here in this place. But God is here. But God's going to move. But God's going to speak to your heart tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God. When viewed to the challenges of life, it is what up is to down. Life is to death. Day is to night, and in is to out. It's the converse. It's the reciprocal. It's the opposite. Hallelujah. You see, we live in the most negative of times. Never have we seen a world like we see it today. Never have we seen so much disappointment and pain as the day we find ourselves living. Depression and oppression are running rampant. But all of these things, all of these factors mean absolutely nothing to God. Our world says no, but God says yes. Our world says can't, but God says can. Our world says hurt, but God says healed. Our world says won't, but God says will. Our world says stop, but God says go. Our world says don't, but God says do. Our world says defeated, but God says victorious. Our world says nope, but God says pray. Our world says destroyed, but God says delivered. Our world says look down, but God says look up. Our world says cry, but God says rejoice. Our world says pain, but God says comfort. Our world says sick, but our God says not so. Our world says put down, but God says lift it up. Our world says lame, but God says walking. Our world says broken, but God says mended. Our world says beaten, but God says victorious. Our God says bad, but God says good. Our world says lost, but God says found. Our world says hopeless, but God says hope. Our world says remembered, but God says forgotten. Our world says condemned, but God says forgiven. Our world says dirty, but God says washed. Our world says powerless, but God says empowered on high. Hallelujah. 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 You see, there are too many today that are willing and ready to accept defeat and live a cast down life. To live a life below what you've promised, what you've been promised in God. He said we're more than conquerors. He said you're the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you see, living a life below what God has said, living a downtrodden and defeated life is the very will of hell. God is not willing that any should perish, but all that might come to him to know life. You see, God's point of view is a different point of view. Our God's will is a totally different will. Isaiah said, as the heavens are higher than the earth, his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His understanding is broader and much more developed, for he sees ending from beginning. Though your circumstances say that, though your circumstances say what they will, hallelujah, but God. But God. But God's going to move. But God said. But God promised. His spirit bears witness. But God. Hallelujah. This may not spin your will tonight. Hallelujah. It excites me to know but God. Two little words. But God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've got to make up in our mind. We've got to make up in our mind to stay in this thing until the final gun. We can't afford to leave before we taste victory. This race that you and I run is not to the swift, and praise God for it. I can't run good. Hallelujah. It's not to the swift, but thank God the Bible says, he that endureth to the end, the same's going to be saved. Hallelujah. The same's going to be saved. You may stumble. You may not be paying attention when the first gun goes off, but that don't matter. All you've got to do is endure to the end. You can't give up. You can't sidetrack. Hallelujah. There's not a turning around spot. There's not a median on the side of the road where you can pull around and say, you know what? This ride's a little bit too bumpy. You can't afford to do it, church. You can't afford to give in. You can't afford to give up. Hallelujah. I believe revival's coming to Athens. I believe revival's here. Hallelujah. You must not believe that tonight. I said revival is in Athens. Revival is going to be birthed in Athens. Hallelujah. You may look at other things. You may look at situations around here. You may look at certain variables and you may say, how in the world is that going to happen? You see, that can't happen, Brother Brandon, because of this. Or that's crazy talk because of this other thing. Or because of this situation. Or maybe that person. Or maybe whatever it is. I don't care what it is. I don't care the situation. I don't care the circumstance, because you know how it's going to happen. But God. But God. But God's going to bring it to pass, because all that he purposes, it will come to pass. All that he says will happen, it will happen, because our God is a sovereign God and he sits on the highest throne of the universe tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe it tonight. I believe it tonight, church. Yes, hallelujah. But God. Yes, hallelujah. Uh-huh. Joseph in the Old Testament was a man who, if any ever had a right to be willing to throw it all in, he was the one. Oh, Joseph. He was beloved by his daddy, hated by his brethren, possessed a dream that none believed save him alone. Sold by his brothers into slavery to the Midianites. From the Midianites, sold into slavery to Potiphar's house. From there, falsely accused and thrown into prison. And from there, well, he stayed there for a while, forgotten by the baker and the other man he helped. If there was any man that could say, you know what? Yeah, I've got a dream. Yeah, this was given to me. God bless you, Brother Ferguson. Hallelujah. Though that was given to me, you know what? This has happened. I'm hated by my family. My brothers enslaved me. Potiphar's wife lied on me. And here I am sitting in prison, all brokenhearted. Hallelujah, but he didn't. No, sir. Joseph didn't do that. He didn't sit down and he didn't have a pity party. You know, Satan thought he could stop the plan of God. He thought he could. But the book of Acts tells us like this, Acts 7 and 8, and he gave him the covenant of circumcision, and so Abraham begat Isaac and circumcised him the eighth day, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs, and the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt. See, Satan thought he stopped him. Satan thought he grabbed him and he halted the plan of God. Hallelujah. Do you have it all there? Look at there. And the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph into slavery. But what's the next two words? But God was with him. Hallelujah. And delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Praise God. Say it. Joseph was just in prison. Joseph was just hated. Joseph was just lied on by a vile woman. But all of a sudden, two little words show up in Scripture. Hallelujah. They're small words. They're six letters. Two syllables, seemingly insignificant. Oh, but when applied to a life, oh, they're nothing insignificant about them. But they're monumental. They're life-altering. But God. But God. Hallelujah. I'm so excited that one day in my life there was a but God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about that. I'm excited that every one of you are here tonight, because that shows me in your life either there has been a but God or God's drawing you to a but God. Hallelujah. He's drawing you into him. Hallelujah. Praise God. It looked like that plan of destruction that Satan had set aside for Joseph was going to work, but God was with him. Right when hell thought it had Joseph, that's when God stepped in on the scene. Hallelujah. He stepped on in the scene. The Bible tells us, and it lets us know in no uncertain terms, that we all, from Adam and Eve on, well, from Cain and Abel on, are born into sin. We're born into sin. Some will use that as an excuse to not do the will of God. Well, it is true, I can't argue, that we should be given an eternity of fiery damnation because of our actions, because of our vileness, because of things we've done to confront the word and the law of God. Hallelujah. But I'm so thankful the word of God has this to say in Ephesians 2:1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Verse number 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together in Christ. By grace ye are saved. Hallelujah. There was a but God in that life. There was a but God in your life, because ye were dead in trespasses and sins, walking according to the course of this world. Oh, but all of a sudden you're going along, and all of a sudden a lurch happens, and you trip over a but God, and he picks you up, and he dusts you off, and he turns you around, and he puts you on the straight and the narrow way. Thank God, thank God. We were children of sin, but God. I once was blind, but God, now I see. I once was lost, but God, now I'm found. Now I'm in my rightful place. Now I'm put back in the house of hold of faith. Hallelujah. Right when Satan thought he had us, when Satan thought he had finally grabbed us in his slimy paw. Our God, who is a great God, by the way, made a great way of escape. Hallelujah. Praise God. All them fancy preachers tell you to clap your hands while they do this, but I'm going to let you watch me. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't mean to guzzle if I do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you tonight, Satan is not the opposite of God. Normally you say, dark, good, God, there is no other. There's no equal to God. He is the creator. Satan is the creation. Hallelujah. Creation got a little arrogant. And that's why he is where he is today. But there is no opposite. There is no equal. Who could you compare unto God? Who could you make equal unto he who stepped on the balcony of darkness and by the spoken word created everything? Who can you put in comparison to that God? If you could search through heaven, earth, and hell, you'd never find one. You'd never find one as good. You'd never find one as powerful. You'd never find one as loving. You'd never find one as holy. Hallelujah. Satan will always fail. I read the back of the book. I know the end outcome. And I'm on the winning side. I'm already here. All I got to do is stay in the boat. Stay in the house. Hallelujah. Even when Satan will ever think he's got you. Even when it may appear you're hanging by a thread. There'll always be a but God. Hear me this night, church. There will always be a but God. You just got to look for it. Expect it. Because God, David said he'd never seen the righteous forsaken. He'll never see his seed begging for bread. And I'm persuaded I'll never see that in my lifetime. Hallelujah. Because you know what? It ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till God says it's over. Fat ladies can be singing everywhere. But don't mean it's over. Because God's not said it's over. You know what? Look at Bartimaeus. Come on up to Bartimaeus and ask him how he sees. You know what he's going to tell you? But God. But God, that's how I see. Ask Paul and Silas how the prison doors were opened. But God. Ask Moses and the children of Israel how the Red Sea was opened up. But God. Ask those who were at the feeding of the 5,000 and ask them how they got fed. And you know what they're going to say? But God. Ask 120 souls gathered in the upper room how the Holy Ghost came. And you know what they're going to say? But God. Hallelujah. Ask you how your family's going to come into church. You know what you've got to say? But God. Nothing I did, nothing you did, nothing that we could do, we can't pull them in, but God done it. But God's gonna do it. Hallelujah. Ask you how your body got healed. But God. But God. It may have been a medicine, it may have been a doctor, but God enabled him. But God let that happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Satan, that arrogant slew foot, thought he even had Jesus one day. Hallelujah. Satan thought it was over at Calvary. And he was right. It was over at Calvary, just not how he thought it would be. Acts 13, verse 28. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain, talking of Jesus. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. He was dead. He had given up the ghost. Verse 30. But God raised him from the dead. He thought that he had Jesus. Jesus had died on that Good Friday and laying in that sepulcher. And I'm sure all of hell was having a party. I'm sure that they were living it up, saying, "We had killed Jesus. We have killed the Son of God." Oh, but 3 days later, you see, in Jesus' life, there was a "but God" that changed everything. Hallelujah. But God raised him from the dead.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. The cross was the place where "but God" was made so much more real for man. Romans 5 and 6. Coming back to my text. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You and I do not have the ability in ourselves to do the things of the kingdom of God. We don't. We're really incapable in and of ourselves. But Acts says that we receive power. And how do we receive power? Well, we receive it. We receive his power. We receive his ability at salvation. And if you don't know how to be saved tonight, let me clue you in. It's real simple, and God really would like you to do it. Hallelujah. All you got to do is repent. All you got to do is be baptized in Jesus' name. All you got to do is receive the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Let me guarantee you tonight, it is the most glorious experience you will ever experience in your life. There was no miracle ever documented in the Word of God that can compare. There is no moment in your life that can compare. I've been married. It didn't compare. I'm soon to have a baby boy in my house. I'm persuaded I won't let it compare. It can't compare. It can't compare to the "but God" in your life. When God changed you and transformed you and rearranged you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the best way. That's the best miracle you will ever experience in your life. We don't have power, but we receive power at salvation. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10 and 12. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common unto man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. Even after salvation, even after that experience, when temptation comes, when situations arise in your life, there's going to be a "but God." Hear me, church. There's going to be a "but God." Hallelujah. On that time that you think the world's crashing in around you. Hallelujah. There will always be a "but God." But God is faithful. God is faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. He'll never leave you. He'll not forsake you. He's always going to have a "but God" in store for you. Stand, musicians, come. Hallelujah. Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Hallelujah. We're weak in and of ourselves, but God, his strength is made perfect in your weakness. Hallelujah. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why don't we let God take control of our needs now? I'm sure we've all got needs tonight. We prayed about them earlier. God sees every single one of them. Why don't we turn those over to God tonight? Why don't we submit these to God and let Him insert a but God in every one of them? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it may seem impossible to you. You may not see the way out. You may not see the way of escape. There may not be any way that you can see. There's circumstances, there's problems. It seems impossible. But God. But God. He is the way maker. In the way that seemeth to be no way, He's the one that creates ways. He allowed the situation in the first place. And He knows how to get you out of that situation. But God is here tonight. I feel His presence so sweet. But God is here to minister. But God is here to bind up the broken heart. But God is here to show out in the need. It's time that we let Jesus take what we cannot take. He said, cast your care on me. Because He cares for us. That's so sweet to my heart. He cares for me. And He cares for you. Hallelujah. If we're honest tonight, we'll know every one of us in this place. We all have things in our life that seem impossible. The opposition seems insurmountable. I've got two words for you tonight. But God. It ain't over till God says it's over. But God, He is ready. He is willing to step into your impossibility tonight. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about next service. I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about tonight. God's ready. God's poised, and He's just waiting to see who's going to try Him by faith. He's ready and He's waiting. I believe the windows of heaven are open and the blessings are soon to rain down. Why don't we let God in? Why don't we invite God in on that impossibility right now? Why don't we let God in on that situation? Why don't we let God in on that ache? Why don't we let God in on that hurt? Why don't we let God in on that thing that we can't figure out right now? Hallelujah. Come to the front if you will. Let's talk to the Lord a little bit. Hallelujah. God is here. God is ready. In the Holy Ghost, He is willing. He is poised and ready to help you tonight, to insert a but God and to change the circumstances. He is ready. He is waiting only for you to come so He can but God. Hallelujah. Would you come? Would you pray? Could we wait not but a little while with the Lord tonight? God is here. But God is here. But Brandon, you don't know the circumstance. But God. You don't know what's really gone on. But God. You don't understand really what's going on. But God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's seek His face tonight. Oh, He's willing. Hallelujah. Oh, let's be willing. Let's be receptive to allow Him to insert a but God in your life. Hallelujah. If you don't know Him, if you're not saved, if you haven't repented of your sins, if you haven't been baptized in His name, if you haven't received His Holy Ghost, now is the accepted time. Why don't you come? Why don't you pray? Well, just let God have it. It's so much easier to let God take it. Hallelujah. Oh, but God is here. His presence is real. His presence bears witness right now. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a but God in here for you. There's a but God in store for you. Hallelujah.